Hey, handsome. I hope your day hasn't been too busy. I know you'll probably get to it around lunchtime. While you're hard at work, Daddy, I thought I'd leave you a little voice note, a little reminder of when I was there with you the other day. I know you remember that day all too well. I was dressed in my pretty skirt and thigh highs. I wore that shirt that you love so much. All the top buttons undone. You could see my bra and my cleavage. It was so naughty. You were dealing with some emails in the office, typing away, and you could hear me whimpering, begging for Daddy's attention. There I was, under your desk, looking up at you. Begging you to ruin my lipstick. Begging you to fuck my pretty little throat. While you were typing, you caressed my lips and inserted your finger in my mouth, and I sucked on it. I was teasing you, but you had to finish that email, so sucking your finger was all I had to keep my mouth busy. You see, I wanted it so bad. I needed you in my mouth. I wanted to please you and drain you of all your cum. I knew you were stressed out and you needed release, and that's what good girls do. Oh, I did. You remember? I know you're thinking of me underneath that desk right now, whimpering and begging you, Daddy, wishing I could just lick the tip of your hard, throbbing cock. The needy little princess that I am, I know you must be rubbing yourself right now, wishing I was in my pretty little skirt underneath your desk. Right now. I know you remember the lipstick I had on. It was one of your favorite colors. Urban Decay number 69. You just couldn't wait to ruin it. And I wanted you to. You told me I had to learn patience and kiss it real slow. Just like this. Me leaving lipstick marks all over your cock. Oh, it looked so pretty. My marks all over you. That's when you stroked my head and pushed it down. You were in control and told me I'd been such a good girl for you that I could suck you. That I had earned the pleasure of pleasing you, Daddy. My mouth was quickly way too eager to please, but she wanted me to take my time, slowly sucking, tasting all of your pre-cum. You tasted so delicious, Daddy. I needed more. I wanted to please you, and I wanted to show you how far I could take you in. Hearing you moan like that gets me wetter, and I was soaked for you, Daddy. I know you liked me looking up at you, giggling around your cock, making eye contact, just like this. I know you liked my pretty eyes. Your moans and reactions made me feel like I was doing such a good job. My saliva dripping down my chin and dribbling onto my breast. I was so messy, and it was all for you. I know you wish I was there right now, sucking on your cock, just the way I always do, making sure to really satisfy you with each suck, just gagging noises I made as I took you completely in. Oh, I bet you are so hard at work right now. I bet you wish you could bend me over your desk and really punish me for teasing you while you're at the office. But guess what? I'm here and you're there. So I guess you'll wait for 5 hours until you're home and your cock warmer will be waiting for you. But let's get back to the story, shall we? So there I was on my knees, sucking you dry. I needed you to fill my mouth up with your special creme de la penis. You just filled my throat. Those moans and whimpers, Daddy, really turned me on. But I'll be a good girl, and I won't touch till you get home. Or will I? I guess you'll have to find out. I knew I did a good job when you shouted, "Fuck me," and loaded my throat with your thick cream. It was so tasty, dripping and trickling down my throat. I savored every last drop, didn't I? You were empty by the time I finished. And the way you grabbed my neck and pulled me in to kiss you after was just so fucking hot. I felt sexy and wanted. You tasted yourself off my lips and you kissed me harder. You remember, don't you? Oh, I know you. Especially when I'm going to such great details telling you. I bet you're so fucking hard right now. And you wish you had your little plaything there with you. I bet by the time you get home, you will be all full just for me. Now, I have to go because good girls need to get dinner ready and I'm planning a special dinner for you. I'll be laid on the dinner table, all dressed up in that pretty lingerie you love so much. Because on the menu tonight is me, one good girl, coming up. Enjoy the rest of your day, babe. Don't work too hard.